Tracy Hightower and Holly Johnson both filed with the city clerk Tuesday morning. For Hightower, who has been on the council for 4 years, currently seat E, the main issue is making Dillingham a more affordable and attractive place to live.
I think there's a lot of work the city needs to do. We need to cut a lot of our spending. I mean, we're overspending in a lot of departments, and also we're way overtaxing our citizens. It's getting a lot of people to move out of town.
Perhaps the only issue that the council has done much wrestling over in the past couple of years has been Dillingham's proposed annexation, which Mayor Alice Ruby supports. After it was struck down in court in 2014, Dillingham resubmitted the petition with a 4-2 vote of the council in January. Johnson and Hightower were the two dissenting votes. Hightower says he hasn't changed that position.
I do disagree with the direction we're taking with the annexation. I think we need to be a little more regionally based on as far as the annexation stuff goes. We need to share in those profits with everybody that's connected to the proposed annex area.
Tracy Hightower has been in Dillingham for 11 years, works as a team lead at the AC store downtown, and says he has no political party affiliations. Interestingly, Hightower will not be running for re-election of his current council seat. Holly Noel Johnson is in her second year on the council, holding seat A, which is not up for re-election this year. Johnson says she wants to lead some change in the community and in how the city does business.
I definitely think that we should be collaborating more with our tribes. I also think that we should be communicating better with our citizens. And I do think that the city as a whole needs to collaborate better within its own agency.
Johnson also voted against annexation and says an option to share revenues with other communities should have been explored more. Two other issues she says community members are talking to her about are interactions with police and the problem of drugs in town. Johnson says she's running to help address those and other important issues.
Once you can identify the issues that a lot of, you know, community members have, then you can at least take them to the table and try to institute change. Of course, there's no guarantee because as the mayor, you know, it's your city council that those are voting and you're only a tiebreaker. I think that most of the people in the community know that I work hard, and when I decide that I'm going to do something, then, you know, I do it and I follow through on things.
Holly Johnson has lived in Dillingham since 2007 and works as a benefits specialist at BBNA. She's a veteran of the U.S. Navy, Army, and National Guard and serves as the vice commander of the Dillingham American Legion Post. The filing period is open till September 1st to run for mayor, city council, and school board seats in Dillingham. The election is October 6th. The city's website has more details. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.